快。如果你第一次来，我是白若翰牧师，这个是神光福音堂。Welcome you. If it's the first time to come, my name is Pastor John Rusty, and this is Horizon. We welcome you to be here with us this morning.
咁我哋一路睇紧创世记，所以请大家打开圣经，我哋睇创世记三十七章。
We've been studying Genesis, and so if you have your Bibles, please open to Genesis 37.
我哋会希望咧，因为去美国咧就有三个礼拜就起飞，咁啊，所以希望咧就系去美国之前完成创世记。
And we'll be going to the United States in 3 weeks, and I hope to finish the book of Genesis before we leave.
因为我哋一路睇紧嘅时候咧，如果你一路跟住咧，其实我哋上次讲以雅各逃，即系惊佢嘅哥哥以扫。咁如果你想知道跟住发生咩事咧，你可以自己读嗰几章圣经。
Last week we were studying and talking about Jacob as he was afraid of meeting his brother Esau, and you can read that section for yourself from chapters 34 to 36.
咁如果你睇34章至到36章，你自己睇下发生咗咩事喺嗰几章嘅里边。咁我哋会跳过去因为我想系集中睇。这个约瑟的生命，那我会分三个星期来看约瑟。
And we're going to skip over some of that because we want to look at the life of Joseph, and we're going to spend 3 weeks on the life of Joseph.
其实有很多很宝贵的教导在当中，但是愿神呢透过约瑟的生命呢教导我们他今天要教导我们的意思。
And there's so many important things in the book of Genesis, but may the Lord teach us from the life of Joseph that we may learn from that this morning. So let's read in verse, starting from verse 2 to verse 4 in chapter
37. 咁我哋睇三十七章，我会读第二节至到第四节。雅各的计略如下：约瑟十七岁，与他哥哥们一同。牧羊，他是一个童子，与他父亲的涉匹拉涉帕的二子们尚在一处。约瑟将他哥哥的恶行报给他的父亲。以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的种子，因为约瑟是他年老生的。他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。一起低头祈祷。Let's pray。主啊，我哋多谢你，因为我哋睇到约瑟呢个嘅生平，我哋知道喺当中有好多可以学习，所以我哋求你今日特别使用孩子去好清楚表达。你要我哋听嘅意思，让你嘅话语喺当中咧，去影响我哋嘅生命，俾我哋去更加识得点样依靠你。我哋将时间交托喺你嘅手里边，多谢主听我哋祷告，奉苏明求。Amen。
咁呢度见到咧，约瑟即系童年嘅时候一个嘅好特别嘅经历。And so we see that Joseph, as he was young, he had a very special experience。
咁我唔知你嘅家庭系点样。你的兄弟姊妹，你的父母是怎样对你？
I don't know what's your family like and what your brothers and sisters, how they relate to you or your parents.
昨晚我们看这个《隐形斗室》这个电影呢，就是很感人，看到很多背后的困难，怎样困扰我们的生命。
Last night as we saw the movie about The Room and we saw how so many things from our growing up experiences from our past life can have such an impact on us, our parents, our brothers and sisters and things that we go through.
我们看到呢，我们一路成长一路改变呢，就要神帮到我们去处理这些很多事是垃圾的东西。
And as we grow up and as we grow up in Christ, many times we need God to help us filter through and to work out this garbage in our life.
咁但系你睇到一个生命，你睇到约瑟咁样样咧，即系真系一个复杂嘅家庭。And so as we look at Joseph's family, we see it's a very troublesome family. 佢有四个妈妈，因为佢老公有佢爸爸有四个太太啊，系咪？两个太太，两个妾室，有十二兄弟。So he has four mothers, 12 brothers, 一个家姐。He has one sister. 真系一个非常之复杂嘅家庭。但系更加复杂呢，就因为佢爸爸雅各或者叫以色列有两个名啊，爱佢一个太太叫拉结。And one thing that makes it even more complicated is that Jacob, his father, or you can call him Israel, loved Rachel more than the other wives. 咁因为佢爱拉结，所以拉结生咗呢个第一个仔，佢特别爱呢个仔。但系呢个仔呢，就系以上有另外十个哥哥。And so because Jacob loved Rachel, he loved the son that Rachel gave him. But the problem is that this son, Joseph, had 10 older brothers. 嗱，如果你做父母呢，你可以系好明白呢，有仔女呢系要平等去爱佢哋嘅。Now, if you have children, you know that it's important to love them all equally. 当你特别爱一个嘅时候呢，其他嗰几个呢会点样？And so if you only love one and the others you don't love as much, then what are they going to feel like? 但雅各佢明白呢个道理。雅各系一个爱神嘅人，系一个神拣选嘅人，但系佢亦都有佢嘅软弱嘅一边。And Jacob is a man that loves God, he's a man that God chose, but he's also a man that had weakness. 所以我哋睇得到呢，约瑟就系爸爸锡佢锡到痹，但因为咁样十兄弟恨佢恨到入骨。And so we see that Jacob loved his son Joseph, loved him so much, and yet the 10 brothers hated him. They hated him that they wouldn't even talk to him. 一个好复杂嘅家庭背景，我谂你嘅家庭背景咧，可能冇佢咁复杂。And I think no matter how troublesome your family has been, maybe it's not as difficult as this situation that Joseph was in. 我哋唔好偏心，要锡我哋嘅仔女要系平等。So don't be play favorites with your children. Love them all equally. 但另一个问题。呢个约瑟呢，佢真系乖仔嘅。And there's another problem that this Joseph man, he's a very good boy. 所以呢，爸爸叫佢做乜，佢就做乜。And he did the things that his father told him to do. So his father told him, look out for your older brothers and tell me when they do wrong. 咁佢爸爸话佢听咧，嗱你睇你十个哥哥咧，佢做错事嘅时候，你话我知嘅。于是呢，约瑟呢，就真系去做间谍，督哥哥嘅背脊，做错嘅时候。爆晒料俾老豆听。And so when his brothers messed up and everything, then Joseph is there like a spy, you know, checking out and sticking the finger in it and telling dad all the bad things that the brothers have done.
哇，嗰十兄弟呢更加恨约瑟。一方面恨佢因为老豆锡佢，另一方面恨佢因为佢督我哋背脊。
And on one side, they hate him because father loves him so much. On the other side, they hate him because he's always telling on us. He's a tattletale.
仲有一方面呢，佢爸爸呢，做一件特别嘅衫俾约瑟着，彩色嘅衣。
And then the third part, his father gave Joseph a special coat. Oh, it's a beautiful, colorful coat. Coat of many colors.
嗱，可能我哋觉得冇乜嘢咧。嗱，我有四个仔女咧，我哋尽量咧，如果要送一份礼物咧，即系要埋生日嘅话咧，即系送一份礼物俾仔女咧，尽量系四个都有份咧。即系，如果你净系送呢个咧，唔送嗰个，佢嗰几个，咁我嗰个咧，点解你送俾佢，你唔送俾我咧
？Yeah, I've got four sons. No, four children. And, you know, if it's not their birthday or something, and we want to give them a gift, you know, and we just, you know, give one to this one, and we don't give the other ones. And they say, well, then where's my present? Yeah, why don't I get one? Why does he get one and I don't, you know? So you have to be careful when you give gifts.
如果雅各做得好呢， 被个彩色嘅衣服，被个啊钥匙，咁个十个哥哥仲有个细佬喎，应该十二件衫啊，送嘅平等系咪 ？So Jacob should have given 12 coats of many colors to all of his sons. He had 12 sons, you know. He should have given them all, and he had a daughter too. You know, what about her? You know, don't daughters like colorful clothes? Yeah.
但系呢件衫咧系特别嘅。呢件衫咧，当时嘅环境有个意思 ，but this coat had a special meaning。
呢件衫嘅代表，我送呢件衫俾嗰个人咧，佢就系我继承人。我死嘅时候，我嘅产业，我嘅一切系佢嘅。
And this coat of many colors represented that when Jacob dies, the person who owns this coat is going to get the inheritance.He is my beneficiary. And so when Jacob gave this coat to Joseph, those 10 brothers said, What are you doing?
So when Jacob sent this coat to Joseph, the 10 brothers said, 有没有搞错啊？应该我的。更加恨他的哥哥，啊，细佬。
So they hated him even more.
还有东西。我哋睇第五节至到呢个嘅十一节。
Let's read in verse 5 to verse 11 and see it even gets worse.
约瑟做了一个梦，告诉他哥哥们，他们就越发恨他。约瑟对他们说：请听我所做的梦。我们在田里捆和和家。我的捆起来站着，他们的捆来围着我的捆下派。他的哥哥们回答说：难道你真要作我们的王吗？难道你真要管辖我们吗？他们就因为他的梦和他的话越发恨他。后来他又做了一个梦，他又告诉他的哥哥们说：看啊，我又做了一个梦，梦见太阳、月亮和十一个星向我下拜。约瑟将这梦告诉他父亲和他哥哥们，他父亲就责备他说：你做的这是什么呢梦？难道我和你母亲、你弟兄果然要来俯伏在地向你下拜吗？他哥哥们都窒到他，他父亲却把这话存在心里。 所以呢个约瑟呢，佢发咗梦啊！嗱，你有冇发梦啊
？Joseph had a dream. Have you ever had a dream？
啊，我前晚啊发梦，我发梦去美国啊，唔知机场喺边度嘅，跟住行去个泥路嘅时候跌咗个手机，跟住行翻转头又执个手机，执落一嚿嚿一嚿嚿，跟住师母叫我起身，佢话。
教宗去做物理治疗，我擦正咗。
I had a dream the other night. It was a crazy dream about going to the United States, missing the plane, trying to find it in the airport, losing my cell phone, and running around. Then Kitty woke me up and said, "It's time to go to rehabilitation." So I, yeah.
好多时我哋发梦咧，梦冇意思嘅，系咪？但系有时咧，神会俾我哋一个特别嘅梦。
嗱，我信耶稣咁多年咧，我未试过发一个从神而嚟嘅梦。And I've been, you know, I know that God sometimes gives special dreams that have a meaning. But I've been a Christian for many, many years, and I've never had a dream from God.
咁我记忆当中咧试过一次咧，信咗住一两年咧就有个异象。
In my memory, I think maybe when I was a baby Christian in 1 or 2 years, I remember having a vision.
咁当时咧呢个异象咧就好简短，我系一个聚会。
And I don't remember what the meeting was, but I was in this meeting.
跟住忽然间系个异象得几秒钟嘅。
And the vision was just a few seconds long.
但我记得好清楚呢，有一大群人就系行緊滅亡嘅路。
But I remember there was a whole crowd of people walking down a path of destruction.
跟住神叫我向佢传福音。
And the Lord told me to tell them to preach the gospel to them.
于是呢，我就向佢传福音，
叫佢信耶稣得救。And so I started preaching the gospel and telling them, you need Jesus, you need to come to salvation. 跟住有千千万万嘅人就因为咁样就信耶稣。And then there are thousands that came to know Jesus. 几秒钟嘅一个嘅异象。And there's just a few seconds long a vision that I had. 但我相信嗰个异象呢就是神当时呼召我呢要传福音叫人得救。But I believe that that was the beginning of the call that God put in my life to be to serve Him, to be a preacher, to minister the gospel of grace. 但呢度约瑟呢佢发梦啊，咁我相信呢个梦呢就系神俾佢嘅。But here we see Joseph; he's having a dream. Now I believe that this dream was given by God. 神系要话约瑟听一个重要嘅信息 ，and God was trying to tell Joseph a very important thing.可能约瑟呢就冇智慧，可能佢唔应该咁样讲出嚟俾佢哥哥听。Maybe Joseph wasn't wise in the way that he told his brothers. Maybe he should have used a little bit more wisdom. But I think that God gave him the dream for a purpose, and gave it to us for a purpose. 我相信呢神俾呢个嘅梦啊，约瑟系有意思嘅，亦都系对佢嘅当时嘅人有意思，亦都对我哋有意思。因为系之后咧，我哋会睇到约瑟嘅生平嘅时候，睇到神点样将呢个梦嘅嘢全部发生嘅。And because we, as we look at Joseph's life, we will see how God developed the life and how these things in this dream came true. As God transformed his life. 那有时呢，神向我哋讲嘢嘅喺圣经里边有两个人系有即系。解梦同埋发梦嘅，即系神俾佢特别嘅恩赐。Now there are two people in the Bible who had the special gift of interpreting dreams and having dreams from God. 一个就系约瑟，第二个系但以理。The first one here is Joseph. The second one is Daniel. 即系圣经里边呢两个俾个特别嘅，所以你唔好谂住啊，我要发神俾我嘅梦嘅求。佢冇求神俾佢嘅梦，系神自己做。And so don't be thinking, oh God, please give me some special dreams so I can, you know, God chose them for a special reason. So if God gives you a special dream, praise the Lord, but you know, it's not the usual way. 如果神俾你一个发梦咧，就感谢主。但系通常咧，神唔系咁样叫我哋发好多梦嘅啊。但你睇屋企人嘅反应啊。佢讲咗呢两个梦出嚟嘅时候咧，更加反效果。But look at the result of when Joseph told the dream. Man, it was even worse. Those brothers hated him even more. They said, "Man, you think you got this colored coat? You know, you think you're going to be ruler over us? You're dreaming of being, you know, the king. You know, well, they just wanted to kill a guy." 所以佢哥哥谂到，哇，老豆送呢件彩衣俾你咧，你又而家又发梦啊！你而家觉得要做我呢个皇上，你真系岂有此理嘅？佢想杀死佢。你屋企人有冇恨你咧 ？Do your family members hate you？ 你同兄弟姊妹嘅关系点样咧？What's the relationship between your brothers and sisters? 有冇去到呢个程度？约瑟就好差嘅，十兄弟恨佢入骨。 10 brothers hate him so much. 我继续睇十二节同埋十三节。 So let's look at verse 12 and 13. Actually, in English, you can read on down to 18.约瑟的哥哥们往示剑去放他们父亲的羊。以色列对约瑟说，你哥哥们不是在示剑放羊吗？你来，我要打发你往他们那里去。于是雅各呢送约瑟去，其实又要他告诉他，那你看他安全不安全呢？说他做什么，乖不乖，放不放羊啊？ So Jacob was sending Joseph back, you know, to check on the brothers, and Jacob wanted them to give a good report. You know, hey, tell me what they're doing. Are they behaving themselves? Are they doing what they're supposed to be doing? Are they taking care of the sheep? You know, it's going to be a spy again. 雅各呢肯定唔知道嗰十兄弟呢系想杀佢嘅细佬。 I don't think that Jacob knew that his 10 sons wanted to kill their son, their younger son.
雅各都唔知嘅，约瑟自己都唔知嘅。佢可能咧就好单纯，以为都系哥哥啊嘛，佢唔中意我，但系唔会做到咁嘅嘢。
And maybe Joseph didn't even know. He probably knew that the brothers didn't like him, but he didn't know that they were going to be to such an extent. Let's look at verse 18-20。我哋睇18至20节。他们远远地看见他，趁他还没有走到跟前，大家就同谋要害死他，彼此说：看啊，那做梦的来。 来吧，我们将他杀了，丢着一个坑里，就说有恶兽把他吃了。我们且看他的盟将来怎么样。那我们首先要明白呢十兄弟呢是点样嘅人。有时呢，我哋就系跳咗一啲嘅嘢呢，我哋明白。 如果你想知道呢十兄弟系点样，你睇34章，你翻屋企今晚睇34章，你会知道呢十兄弟系点样。Now we need to understand what these 10 brothers are like. And if you read in verse tonight, you can go home and read chapter 34 and see what these 10 brothers did to find out what kind of people they are.
因为你喺34章嘅时候，你会见到佢嘅妹妹咧，被一个村落嘅人强奸咗。 跟住咧，佢设一个嘅谋，一个奸谋，就话个村嘅人咧，话我哋可以将我哋嘅妹妹嫁俾你嘅，但系你成村嘅人要限割礼，咁佢成村合议咗呢男丁嘅限割礼，即系割包皮嘅。跟住当佢割包皮咧，即系嗰几日好辛苦嘅时候，最辛苦佢嗰十兄弟咧去杀死晒所有嘅男丁。
And so, you know, in chapter 34, you know, these guys were really mean. Their sister was raped by a guy in the village. And then they came up with a plan because the guy in the village said, hey, I want to marry your sister. And they said, okay, no problem. I'll tell you what, we've got traditions. You know, your whole village gets circumcised, okay? You all do the thing of circumcision and we'll let our sister marry you. And so the whole village agreed, and all the men in the village circumcised themselves. And while they were at the point where they couldn't walk, they couldn't move, these 10 guys went in and slaughtered the whole village.
你想想,这样的行动,这班人,恶不恶啊?
Do you think that somebody that does that, is that an evil action?
非常之恶啊,这班人是杀惯人的, and so they're used to killing. 你看看34章30节,雅各怎么, 同埋31节，雅各点样同佢讲 ？Look at chapter 34:31，雅各对西面和利未说：你们连累我，使我在这地的居民中，就是在迦南人和比利洗人中有了仇名。我的人丁既然欺小，他们必聚集来攻杀我。 我和全家的人都必灭绝。他们说：他岂可待我们嘅妹子如此妓女吗？
These 10 brothers, they had two characteristics that show us that they could kill somebody without batting an eye.
第一,他曾经杀过人。First,
they have killed. They know what it's like to kill, so they're not afraid of doing it.
所以他,因为他杀过人,他不怕。他知道是什么感觉。第二,他是冲动。And
the second thing is they're compulsive. The third thing is they hate Joseph.
第三样东西,他恨约瑟。 所以当你恨一个人呢，你又杀过人，你又冲动牌呢，你会唔会再杀一次啊？
And so if you have killed in the past, if you are compulsive, and if you hate this person walking in front of you, are you going to kill again?
会嘅。
所以我相信神放34章在这里，让我们知道这十兄弟是怎样的人。不过呢，感谢主，神有个计划。
But we praise the Lord, you know, that God put chapter 34 in the Bible so we can understand more of what these 10 brothers are like. But at the same time, you know, God had a plan. And we'll look at verse 23-27 from chapter 37. Chapter 37, 23-27.
我们跳翻睇37章23节至到27节，睇到神嘅计划。约瑟到了他哥哥们那里，他们就录了他的外衣，就是他穿的那件彩衣，把他丢在坑里。那坑是空的，里头没有水。他们坐下吃饭，举目观看，见有火米甸的以实玛利人从基列来，用骆驼附着香料、乳香、抹药，要带下埃及去。又带对众弟兄说：你们杀我们杀我们的弟兄，闯了他的血，有什么益处呢？我们不如将他埋给20玛利人，不可下手害他，因为他是我们的弟兄，我们的骨肉。众弟兄就听从了他。
So here the plan comes, you know, hey, don't kill the guy, there's no benefit from that, let's get some money out of this. They weren't thinking of Joseph, they wanted the money. It's better to get money by selling him as a slave than it is to murder him.
其实他没关心约瑟，他说我们卖了他呢，赚到钱还好过杀了他，是不是？赚了钱，有钱使，又不用那么内疚，啊？咁啊，几好计划。于是呢，喺28节
，and then continue in verse 28，
有米甸的商人从那里经过，过哥门，就把约瑟从坑里拉上嚟，讲定12舍客勒银子，把约瑟卖给20玛利人，他们就把约瑟带去埃及去。
你想下约瑟的心情。Think for a moment about what Joseph is going through.
你的哥哥将你卖做奴隶，卖你之前就打你，抌你落坑，成身瘀晒。
Your brothers sell you as a slave. Before they sell you, they beat you. They throw you in a bottomless pit and you're all bruised and broken.
但你做奴隶呢？做奴隶嘅生活喺当时系点样嘅生活
？But now they sold you as a slave, and what was it like to be a slave in those times?
当时做奴隶呢，就等于一个货品。
And to be a slave at that time was to be just a material item.
奴隶冇自由
，a slave has no freedom.
奴隶冇人权
，a slave has no human rights.
奴隶冇地位
，a slave has no position。
主人中意点样对奴隶，就可以点样对佢。
And the master of the slave can do whatever he likes to the slave。
如果奴隶唔听话，主人可以杀咗佢。
And if the slave was not doing what he was told to do, the master could kill him。
米甸嘅商人呢？当约瑟是一个货品带去埃及，他只不过一个生意的交易。
And so these Midian traders, they were just making a money, they were doing business. They took Joseph to Egypt. They didn't know who Joseph was. They could care less.
他完全不知道约瑟是谁，也都不关心。总之我赚了钱就得了，带他走，一个货物。所以你看36节。
So look at verse 36.
米甸人带约瑟到埃及，把他卖给法老的内臣护卫长比提弗。
So here's Joseph now in Egypt, a slave.
所以我们有约瑟现在在埃及做一个奴隶。
我觉得很奇妙，因为圣经由头到尾没有告诉我们约瑟当时的心情是怎样。
I think it's very interesting because the Bible never tells us what Joseph was going through at this time.
那如果是我的，如果我是约瑟，我可以告诉你我会怎样。
Now, if I was Joseph, I can tell you what I'd be going through.
我相信呢，我的心里面会很困扰，我会生气，会担心，会恐惧。
If it was me, I would have a very strong inner conflict. I would be very angry. I would be very afraid. And I'd be very worried.
我相信呢，在这个情况，任何人呢，会落到情绪低落的时间。
And at this time, you go to a very deep emotional trouble.
若是之前觉得是皇帝，现在就变成奴隶。
And you know, Joseph, he at first thought, well, I'm going to be the king. And now, he's a slave.
你想想那个情绪的起伏很大的。他没有想过，没有计划过会发生这样的事。
And his emotional, you know, going up and down, talk about bipolar, you know. And he didn't think that things would happen this way.
但是约瑟有没有反抗呢？他情绪又这样，有没有自暴自弃呢？他有没有又埋天埋地，怨天怨地呢？
Did Joseph put up a struggle? Did he give up? Did he lose hope? Did he get all angry and frustrated at everybody?
我们看到呢，过程当中他没有这样做，反而呢，他似乎呢，他都没有试过逃跑。
And as we look, it doesn't even indicate that he even tried to escape.
好奇怪，约瑟似乎没有这些这样的反应。
It seems like Joseph didn't have any of these thoughts.
反而觉得约瑟有另一个选择。
And I think that Joseph had a choice, a different choice.But it's a very hard to make choice.
是一个很难选的选择。约瑟呢，决定做一个积极的人。
Joseph chose to be
积极，英文点叫？我唔知。积极英文点叫
？Positive. Is it positive? He chose to be positive in his outlook.
Yeah. 做奴隶。我要做最好的奴隶。
I'm a slave. I will be the best slave.
因为你做奴隶呢，你可以有一个心态，你可以是勉强人家鞭打你，你先喐。
You know, as a slave, you still have a choice. You can be forced to do work. Somebody get a whip on you and hit you in the back to force you to do something, or you can take it with a good attitude.And go for it with all the gusto.
你的第二个选择就是积极做，做回你的本分，做得最好。他就决定做积极的，没有埋怨，积极面对，虽然是困难，虽然是恶尖的环境，但是我要做得我最好。
And although it's an evil environment, although it's a difficult thing, I'm going to face it.And do the best that I can in the midst of this circumstance.
哇，这个很难做，是不是？这么恶尖的环境，怎么做得最好的？约瑟求神。我相信约瑟完全不明白发生什么事，但是他知道神在他生命里面。
Now I believe that Joseph didn't know what was going on. He didn't understand it. But he knew one thing. He knew that God was with him.He knew God. God had spoken to him in a dream.
他认识神，因为神跟他讲过说话。如果积极面对呢，他要做一两嘢。
And to have a positive attitude in a situation like this, he needed to do something.
他先要放下伤心，忘记怒气，唔好睇佢嘅遭遇，只看目前嘅机会。
就做佢嘅最好，放下伤心，忘记怒气，不看遭遇，只看目前嘅机会，做得你最好。So he had to forget about his sadness, put away his anger, don't look at the circumstances, and look at the opportunity that God is giving you, and then do your best. Oh, that's hard to do.
这个非常之难做的。但是他有没有做到呢？
好难做，但是他有没有做到呢？第39章第一节至到第二节。
It's very hard to do, but look at chapter 39, verse 1 and 2.
约瑟被带到埃及去，有一个埃及人就是法老的内臣护卫长波提佛，从那些大厦他来的以实玛利人手下卖了他去。第二节，约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，耶和华与他同在，他就什么？百事顺利。看不看到的？
God was with him in everything he did. Was what? Does it say in English? Successful? Prosperous.
如果你要百事顺利，你不可能有个埋天埋地，冤枉啊，我惨啊，我惨，你不可能有这种心态。
Now, to have do everything that's prosperous, you cannot have an attitude that, oh, I'm so bad, and, you know, I've had this terrible. You have to have a good outlook, and you have to work at it hard and say, I'm going for it.
神与他同在，有神同在呢，咩事都可以面对。
And when you've got God on your side, you can face any difficulty.
因为神俾佢有能力啊。神又给他一种很难解释的权威。
God gave him power, but God also gave him a sense of authority that you could not describe.
所以他做事的时候处处顺利，处处成功。
And so everything that Joseph put his hand to do, it was prosperous and it was a victory.
约瑟有神同在，使到佢容易忘记佢唔开心嘅事情。
And because Joseph had God with him, it made it easier for him to forget his sadness.
我哋需要学约瑟。
We need to learn from Joseph.
我哋睇埋第三节至到第六节。So let's look at Chapter 39, verse 3 to 6.
他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利，约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩，侍候他主人，并且主人派他管理家务，把一切所有的都交在他手里。自从主人派约瑟管理家务和他一切所有的，耶和华就因约瑟的缘故赐福与那埃及人的家，凡家里的田间一切所有的都蒙耶和华赐福。波提弗将一切所有的都交在约瑟的手中，除了自己所吃的饭，别的事一概不知，约瑟原来受雅俊美。
So you see, Joseph, man, he was in charge. He's a slave, but God raised him up. 所以约瑟呢，佢虽然奴隶，但神将佢提升。佢系有办事能力，佢好叻仔嘅，又做到一切嘅。可能约瑟嘅心态呢，或者佢谂，我尽我最好嘅。或者主人会喜欢我，放我走，释放我， Maybe Joseph had the desire that as I work hard and I do my best, and then my master agrees and it looks in favor on me, maybe he'll let me go. Maybe that's what was in his heart. We don't know.
我们不知道约瑟想什么，但是他的积极面对，尽心去做，这种心有神与他同在，很厉害。 弟兄姊妹，我哋知道我哋情绪影响我哋好深，我哋好难咧去脱离我哋心里边嘅困境，但系我哋需要神嚟帮我哋，俾我哋系向将来仰望神俾我哋嘅福气。
You know, so often it's our emotions that get us down, you know, and they just come in on us, and it's so hard to get out of this emotional trap. But we need to look to God. And that God can take us out of the situation and give us a hope and a goal to look forward to.
His master thought that Joseph was the most precious prize that he could have had.
你知道，当你信耶稣嘅时候，尊主为大系你生命嘅时候，神使到你生命系有能力。You know, you as a Christian, as you put Christ number one in your life, then God will bless you and make you prosperous.
因为你有神同在，你做工，你嘅老细睇得起你，话你系最好嘅工人。
And as you put Christ first in your life, even your boss can look at you saying, hey, yes, you're the best.
你顶呱呱，你嘅态度系最好。基督徒应该做工嘅时候最积极、最勤力，俾老细睇得起，变咗处处成功。
Christians should be the most hardworking, diligent employees,
and then their bosses will look at them with favor.
如果你是一个偷懒的、蛇王的、偷工减料的、做事不认真的，你的老细不会欣赏你的。
Now, if you're always taking breaks, just being lazy, not working hard, skimping on the materials, you know, and not having a good attitude about your job, your boss is not going to look at favor on you.
你想老细欣赏呢？你学约瑟。
If you want your boss, your employee, to look at favor with you, do what Joseph did.
积极、勤力，唔好睇环境。
付出
work hard.
所以有个中文话英雄做事势，但是事势做英雄。若瑟因为神同佢一齐咧，佢有个特别嘅能力，喺佢嘅环，佢唔俾环境影响佢，反而咧佢要影响佢嘅环境。
So Chinese have a saying, you know, is it that the hero makes the day, or the day makes the hero?
And Joseph, because he believed in God, he had a special power, and he was able to not be affected by his environment. In fact, he was able to change his circumstances.
我哋唔好被环境影响我哋，我哋要靠神嘅能力改变我哋嘅环境。所以当佢能够咧，即系改变。
我哋靠着神咧，我哋不能改变嘅事实，但系有啲事咧，我哋系要可以面对事实。Now
there's some things that we cannot change, but we can accept it.
我上个星期咧做物理治疗，咁我嘅物理治疗师咧话我听佢读紧心理学，咁我问佢点解你要读心理学，佢话因为我入错行啊。 同埋我覺得咧，好多人做物理治療咧，心裏邊有好多需要輔導。And last week when I went to my physical therapy,
I was talking to a therapist, and she said, you know, I'm studying psychology. And I said, well, why do you want to study psychology? She said, well, I think I got in the wrong field. And besides, people that need physical therapy, they've got a lot of emotional needs, and psychology, I think it can help. And then she said, like you, you know, with your hand, I'm sure you've been through a lot of emotional things. 跟住佢問我，你應該，你嘅手呢，有好多情緒嘅起伏，高低不平，咁佢又想輔導我，咁我想輔導返佢，咁，但係事實上係嘅。有好多嘅情緒嘅起落啊起跌嘅，咁我話佢聽，我未做手術之前咧，我攞出個琵琶完全彈唔到，我即喊啊 ！And so I told her, I said, yeah, you know, I took out my 琵琶 and I tried to play it before I did surgery, and I couldn't play it at all. I just started crying, you know, the emotional thing. 跟住佢話，其實你嘅手好小事啊 ，and she said, you know, your hand is just a small little thing. I said, yeah, I know that it's a small thing.But think of all the other people that can't walk or, you know, are paralyzed. 咁我話係啊，咁就有好多人咧，我的手好小事，但有啲人係行唔喐或者癱瘓啊。我話我因為呢件事，我發現到小事你喐唔到個掙扎，你想做但你做唔到嗰個困擾，神係教導我咧，可以點樣更加關心其他人。And through this, God has taught me how to be more concerned about other people, because it's hard, you know, when you're trying to move it and it doesn't respond. You feel an inner struggle inside, like, I want to move it, but it doesn't work. 但是呢，跟着他说呢，有时我们要面对现实。我们做不到的事呢，你以后弹不到吉他，就要改变你的心态。And then she said, you know, but sometimes we have to face the reality.Maybe if you could never play the guitar again, you still have to face it and continue with life. 是吗？
有些现实呢，我们如果可以改就改，改不到就怎样？样样我改不到，就有一样东西我可以改。
And if there's so many things I can't change the circumstance, I can't change the environment, there's still something I can change. What is it? 我要改变我的心态。改变我的态度。I can change my attitude. I can change my outlook.
弟兄姊妹，约瑟就是这样，他没有被这些环境影响他，他继续仰望神，靠神给他，是我这个环境，我怎样做一个得神喜悦的人。
And so Joseph was like that. He couldn't change the environment, but he could keep strong in Christ and say, I'm going to be pleasing to God no matter what.
嗱，我哋仲有少少要讲，对唔住，因为约瑟仲遇到一个困难。
And there's still a little bit more in this story that we have to finish today, because Joseph met another trial.
约瑟面对这个困难系未完，好似一个过山，一起波，一起一落。
And he's like he's on a roller coaster, you know, victory and then back down into the valley, victory and back down in the valley.
他要面对一个成功，但又要面对一个挑战。
And so he had the victory in this, but he still has to face the challenge.
有人说，君子慎独，君子处理独处事要特别谨慎，英雄难过美人关。
And so we need to be careful, especially careful in our private lives.And when we're alone, we need to be at our best, caring for God. And in Chinese say that the hero is hard to pass the lovely woman. And Joseph is going to be faced with that in verse 11. And you can read from 11 to 18.
我们看39章11节至18节。有一天，约瑟进屋里去办事。家中人没有一个在那屋里，妇人就拉住他的衣裳说：你与我同寝吧。
约瑟把衣裳丢在妇人手里，跑到外边去。
妇人看见约瑟把衣裳丢在他手里，跑出去，就叫了家里的人来。
对他们说：你们看啊，他带了一个希伯来人进入我们的家里，要戏弄我们。他到我这里来，要与我同浸，我就大声喊了。他听见就放声起来，哭起来，就把衣裳丢在我这里，跑到外边去了。妇人把约瑟的衣裳放在自己那里，等着他主人回家，就对他如此如此说：你所带来我们这里的那希伯来人进来要戏弄我，我放声喊起来，他就把衣裳丢在我这里跑出去了。真是奸谋啊，这个女人。弟兄，小心啲女人。This is an evil woman, so men, you know, watch out for these women. 约瑟呢，英俊潇洒，高大威猛。Joseph is a strong, handsome man. 这个主母呢，天天都祈祷呢，诱惑佢。And the mistress of the house is every day, you know, thinking of how am I going to get Joseph?终于有一天，约瑟面对这个试探，你想他有可以这样想。And so think of Joseph, he could have had this attitude. 他可能说，哎，无所谓，无人知道，我做奴隶，我已经够惨了，即有没有人了解我的心情？兄弟想杀我，卖了我老，现在主人的事全部我打理，当然他老婆我都跟他一起睡，无所谓，是应份，我做得这么辛苦，舒服一下，放松一下。 Joseph could think, hey, you know, nobody's going to know. I deserve a break. I was sold into slavery by my brothers that wanted to kill me. Now I've been blessed, this whole house, you know, I'm taking care of it. His wife wants me? Sure, why not? I deserve it.I need encouragement. Does anybody care about what I feel? Hey, she cares about me. Hey, let's go for it. He could have had that attitude. 他可以给自己很多藉口，无所谓，还怎么我都是奴隶，还怎么我都是人渣，做就做啦，有什么紧要啊。 He could make the excuse, hey, it doesn't matter, I'm a slave. Everybody looks at me as dirt. I can do dirty things, it doesn't matter.他没有藉口给自己，他没有放松自己。 He didn't make excuses. He didn't let his guard down. He stayed firm. 哇，这样的约瑟呢，你要学的，让约瑟这个的生命影响我们。所以拒绝试探，36节走为上节，永远记住。 How do you get out of the temptation? 36 ways to leave your lover. The best way is to run away from her. Don't put yourself in the situation. 看29节至到20节。 Look at verse 19 to 20. 约瑟的主人听见他差子对他所说的话，说：你的仆人如此如此待我，他就生气，把约瑟下在监里，就是王的囚犯被囚的地方。于是约瑟在那里坐监。The master put him in prison, put him in a dungeon. 神知唔知约瑟呢个痛苦？冤枉坐监。Does God know that what Joseph's going through? Now he's been illegally or falsely accused and now put in prison. 当时的监狱呢，不同现在的监狱，没有刑期的。You know, there is no sentence in those days. 你一坐监你就永远坐的，等到有人即觉得你可以出来的，多数是死先出来的。And in those days, you know, you're in there until, you know, somebody thinks, well, maybe we'll let him out. But usually they die in prison. 约瑟是一个奴隶坐监，你谁会关心他啊？And here's a slave, a Hebrew slave put in prison. Who's going to care? Spend the rest of your life in that dungeon. 你以后一生在这个监狱里面，没有人理你的，没有人可怜你的。我们看觉得约瑟真的惨的，即不如兄弟杀了他还好的。Maybe you look at this and you say, man, Joseph, what a waste. You know, his brothers should have killed him. Get it over with. You know, finish right there. 冤枉坐监最痛苦。那我做错事坐监觉得是都抵一点，是吧？ If I committed a crime and I get punished for it, no, that's easier to handle. But if I didn't do it, if I'm innocent, man, 如果我没做过，我是清白但是要坐监，哇，这个最难受的，是吧？他没有做，他走掉了，所以我们觉得冤枉坐监是最痛苦。但是约瑟在这个环境的时候，他有没有改变呢？ Now, did this trial change Joseph being put in prison? Did it change his outlook? 我们会看到约瑟在监狱里面继续依靠神，他做奴隶他经历过神的恩典，所以他坐监的时候他更加经历到神是与他同在。 Now, Joseph experienced the grace of God as a slave, and that gave him the faith and the encouragement to continue, even as a prisoner, to trust in God. 你看21节至23节， Look at verse 21-23。 但耶和华与约瑟同在，他 向他施恩，使他的私欲的眼前蒙恩，私欲就把监里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟手下，他们在那里所办的事都是经他的手，犯在约瑟手下的事，私欲一概不制，是不是制？差，因为耶和华与约瑟同在，耶和华使他所做的做什么？尽都顺利。 And all that he did was prosperous. 就算你在监里面有神同在，有神的恩典，神有没有忘记约瑟？ Did God forget Joseph? 没有忘记。他做奴隶是坐监，神都与他同在。 And even though he was in a slave, even though he was in prison, God was still with him. 神每天呢，给他力量，给他有盼望，给他积极面对，有开朗的心情。 And so daily, God was with Joseph, giving him hope, giving him encouragement, and giving him a good attitude to continue on. 那这件事未完成，我们分三次讲约瑟，下个礼拜再，下个礼拜再讲。 Now the story of Joseph isn't over. We're going to tell it in three parts. This is just the first part. 但我们在这里看到约瑟这个的心，即反映到我罗马书八章二八节，我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。You know, and this just confirms to me what it says in Romans 8:28, where it says, all things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. 我们面对的困难呢，我们不要放弃。The troubles that you're facing, don't give up. 继续依靠神，学习约瑟。Keep trusting in God. Learn from Joseph's example. 面对困难，不要被环境改变你，你要靠神改变你的环境。Don't let the circumstances change you. You trust in God and change your circumstances. 你不要被藉口自己去犯罪，做错事。Don't give yourself excuses and reasons to make mistakes and to commit sin. 依靠神，做一个神喜悦的人，就算没人知，神知。And do everything that is pleasing in God's eyes. Even if nobody else knows, God knows. 你有自尊，你无论去哪里，你都是有自尊。要积极，不要灰心。You know, you have your self-esteem. No matter where you go, you must face yourself. So be aggressive, be positive, don't give up. 殷勤作工，让神祝福。 be diligent in your work and God will bless it.
所分享的这么多，一起低头祈祷。
So I want to share today, so let's bow in a word of prayer.